Hey, welcome to the Film Podcast. I'm Ricardo.
I'm Jenny.
I'm Brandon.
Brandon. Welcome. Today we're doing, it's the beginning of the year, we're doing our, the first half of our 2015 movie preview. We're going to talk about movies that are coming out the first half of the year and talk about some, you know, we'll go in depth into stuff we like. And then we'll do a part two in a couple months once all the film dates settle. Because there's a lot of movies that they have like, oh, it's going to be a winter release. But they don't have a specific date yet. So I found a lot of movies like that. Like the new Woody Allen movie and like
no one cares
Terrence Malick. What are you talking about? People love,
isn't the
love
new,
Woody Allen.
Isn't the new
all
Woody
the,
Allen?
All the kids in high school are talking about Woody Allen.
Isn't the new Woody Allen about a professor who falls in love with his student?
Yeah, it is.
He doesn't get it yet, does he?
No, no.
Nope.
Didn't he just sign on to do a TV show?
Yeah.
He did. Amazon.
Yeah, that'll be interesting.
That's cool.
Yeah. So we won't even talk about movies that we see in theaters. We'll just go straight into it. It's mid-January already, so we're going to start with January 30th. Man, mm-hmm. I need glasses. I can't read that. And we're going to start off with a movie that will be released on... what is that about?
Drumroll.
Oh, okay. This is a very anticlimactic movie to start on.
Black or white.
Black or white. It's written and directed by Mike Binder. Do you like his stuff?
Confessions of a Marriage? That's probably not the right... Mind of a Married Man.
Yeah.
Wasn't that the HBO series he did?
Yeah.
I think that might be the only thing I've seen of his.
Yeah, he's pretty good. I've seen like
Rain Over Me,
and the one with Julia Stiles. I forgot what it was called, with Kevin Costner.
The Upside of Anger.
Yeah, that was pretty good. He's a pretty consistent dude. He used to be a stand up guy, mm-hmm. and he now makes like serious movies. But this looks interesting. It stars Kevin Costner and Anthony Mackie. Well,
Gillian Jacobs.
Yeah,
Gillian.
Bill Burr.
Oh, I'm sorry, Gillian. Octavia Spencer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the movie is about, I'll give you a quick synopsis.
A grieving widower is drawn into a custody battle over his granddaughter, whom he helped raise her entire life.
From now on, you read the synopsis.
Okay.
Okay. So that is January 30th. Also, January 30th on a wide release, The Loft, which I did rewatch the trailer. It looks pretty cool. Why don't you give us a synopsis and then we'll talk about the cast?
Five married guys conspire to secretly share a penthouse loft in the city, a place where they can carry out hidden affairs and indulge in their deepest fantasies. But the fantasy becomes a nightmare when they discover the dead body of an unknown woman in the loft, and they realize that one of the group must be involved.
Uh-oh, one of those bastards.
So this is Very Bad Things,
mm-hmm.
and, well, it's Very Bad Things.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. But without the bachelor party, it's the post-bachelor party, because they're all married.
Yeah, that's true.
And it stars James Marsden.
The Big Chill meets Very Bad Things.
Yeah. Carl Urban, Wentworth Miller, Rana Mitra, and Isabel Lucas. And it looks pretty cool. There's this cool actor, French actor, that I really, really love. Matthias...
Schoenaerts.
Schoenaerts. I love that. Did you look it up?
Or no, you just, I just, you're just I'm reading guessing. It? Well, it's French, S-C-H.
Schoenaerts.
Schoenaerts.
Yeah. He's really, really cool. He's from a movie called Rust and Bones that I loved from last year. And what do you guys think of this? Have you guys seen the trailer for this?
Nope.
I haven't either.
Really?
I'll be honest. I don't think I watched a single horror movie trailer.
For this year?
Yeah.
Oh.
None of them sounded very... Oh, no, I didn't even watch the one for Unfriended. I just read all the synopsis. How do you say
this
multiple
side of the table?
Synopsis?
This side of synopsis? Synopsis?
How do you say multiple synopsis?
Synopses.
Synopses. Yeah. If I didn't like them, then I was like, I won't talk about those ones.
Okay.
It's got James Marsden and Carl Urban, though.
That's true.
Yeah.
I do like them.
Yeah. And the thriller aspect of it should be interesting. It's a whodunit. I don't know. I'm interested.
I guess it's more of a thriller than a, yeah.
Well, yeah. Well, they don't know who.
Movie.
Yeah. So. It is a thriller. Okay. Also coming out on January 30th is the found footage style film Project Almanac, which it's gone through like three different names. It still sounds shitty.
There's a billboard for it in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I read that.
I was fast-forwarding through Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and I spotted the Project Almanac billboard.
It was originally called Welcome to Yesterday. Ugh. Welcome to Yesterday.
Well, what is the synopsis for this?
Tell us. A group of teens discover secret plans for a time machine and construct one. It's written
there
weirdly.
We go.
I know, it could be good if they just find the plans, then it's all about money. People have patented time machines, you know. There are actually patents issued for time machines, yeah.
So when Sony invents one, they got to pay that dude?
It's like, it's the method. Like, there's a patent you could get on the method of a thing.
What if you make a method that your asshole gets sucked inside out?
Like,
what if that's the way it happens? Like, they make a black hole in your butthole, and then you go through it.
What?
I patent that. That way of
you, but you would have to patent the creation of the black hole.
Oh,
and then the method by which you place it at the right spot to suck you through your own butthole.
Yeah, sounds like a lot of schematics and blueprints.
Well, I would just probably try and create a like dimensional slit in your butthole as opposed to a black hole.
Okay.
Gross.
All right.
No butt stuff. however, things start to get out of control.
Uh-oh.
Which, I don't know, could mean the butt thing.
Yeah.
Everything's out of control there.
What if these guys time traveled and stole my butthole idea of time travel?
I don't know.
Who's this Dean Israelite guy?
Dean Israelite.
Isn't that how you say it?
Yeah, it is.
Johnny Jew. Dean Israelite.
I know. Why is that a thing?
I don't know anybody from this cast. I looked it up, and I don't know anybody in this cast.
All right. So it's a short film then.
Well, no, I mean it's a feature film.
I'm just kidding. But
found footage.
Yeah, I'm kind of tired of those. Like, there hasn't been a new one that's been like, oh wow, okay, now I don't, you know, like that turned me around on what I thought about found footage.
Yeah, what was the last one? I mean, I did like the first Paranormal Activity.
I still gotta watch those. They're on like part 20, and I should.
Yeah. Watch one. I don't know. The first one I really enjoyed.
Okay.
Oh, and Chronicle was really good.
Oh, I really liked found footage. Chronicle.
Yeah.
I guess so. It's all right. Yeah.
Cloverfield. Really good. I like Cloverfield.
Cloverfield's really
good.
Chronicle still maybe has the best like end superhero like fight sequence that I've seen.
All like the camera work. Yeah. With Chronicle.
All right. There we go.
Okay.
And we're good.
All right. And so joining us just as a wild card, Groat Hardstroke. As he's called in the porn industry, but his real name is Rory
Haddon.
Rory Haddon.
All right. So let's get to it. January 30th, the last movie I wanted to talk about that looked really interesting to me for two reasons is a movie called Wild Card, and it is directed by Simon West, director of Con Air. So he's got pedigree.
Ooh.
Yeah. And it's written.
Also a bunch of other shit.
Yeah, yeah. But mostly Con Air. And it's written by William Goldman. Mm-hmm. So that's really interesting to me.
Oh, my God. Con Air, Expendables 2, Lara Croft, Tomb Raider. Can I just go
both
through
are,
and tell you?
Oh, boy.
Both of the Tomb Raiders, right?
Yeah. No. I want to say somebody else directed the second one.
What was the second one? Book of Life?
Yeah.
Cradle of Life?
The General's
Life.
Daughter.
Yeah.
All right, there we go.
But somebody read the synopsis for Wildcard.
A recovering gambling addict finds work providing protection to his friends.
There you go.
That was really articulate.
Yeah. Unique New York. Unique New York.
Brown cow.
It stars Jason Statham, Michael Ongarano. That's a weird name. Hope Davis, Max Casella, Stanley Tucci, and Jason Alexander, and Sophia
Milo Ventimiglia. He's from.
I was going to say.
He's from Gilmore Girls.
I was going to say you skipped the name you don't know how to say, Milo Ventimiglia.
Milo
Ventimiglia.
Milo.
Is it Milo?
Yeah, it's Milo.
I had a huge crush on. He was just on Gilmore Girls.
He's also Milo the guy from. He's also the guy from.
Heroes. Rocky.
Heroes.
Oh, and Rocky.
Rocky Balboa.
Yeah.
Adrian.
His whiny son. He's the main guy.
The brother
of the senator.
Okay.
The one that gets all
takes
the powers.
Powers.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yes. Every, yeah.
Yeah, whatever it was.
Gets all the powers.
All right. Moving on to February 6th, we have a movie that Brandon is bonkers over. This is probably your most anticipated movie of the year.
Well, at least of February.
Okay.
Well, actually, of the year. Until, I don't know,
well, the first
something better
the year,
comes
probably,
along. Yeah.
Yeah. It is a movie directed by...
The first sixth of the year.
The Wachowskis, Andy and Lana. And it is called Jupiter Ascending. Rory's already giving him a grunt.
No, Channing Tatum, just, you got to cast that dude in a role that he can succeed in, and this is not it. Not it.
Ugh. What can he succeed in?
Where you act stupid.
Where he's stupid.
So, Magic Mike.
How do you know he doesn't act stupid in this? He's got cat ears. He plays like a man cat.
That's your favorite thing. You like How to Chase Your Dragon because he acts like a cat.
Okay.
And he's literally a cat.
Yeah.
He's a cat man.
He's also Channing Tatum.
I also bet he doesn't do any cat like things.
How do you know?
I just can bet.
What if he poops in
he's
a
gonna
litter
box?
He's
going to have hard enough time remembering his lines. He's not going to be able to subtly act like a cat at
lick
the same
his paw
time.
And rub his face. He can't do any of the cute stuff. Oh my God. I just want a little bit. That's why we like the dragon, because it acts like a cat. It doesn't talk.
Well, he'll cuddle and he'll purr.
Yeah, if he purrs, then I'm okay with it.
So tell us about this movie, since you love it so much, Bren.
I honestly don't really know anything about the movie.
Well, give us a synopsis.
Well, I'm going to give the synopsis of what you gather from the trailer, where he is some intergalactic Catman bounty hunter.
Catmandu.
Bounty hunter.
Oh, my God. Hunting for Mila Kunis, who's some sort of galactic princess.
Yeah.
Who either has, I don't know, maybe lost her memory, or was born on Earth, or was sent to Earth Superman style.
Where she learned
maybe
all the wisdom of the Earth.
Yeah, and Eddie Redmayne is some like...
tyrannical.
Yeah, but like, I'm trying to...
He's like Thanos.
The Crying Game. Who's the guy in The Crying Game?
I don't know what you're talking about.
The movie The Crying Game?
Yeah, who? The dude? The dude or
yeah,
the dude?
Yeah, the dude.
Which dude?
Oh my God, the dude, he's...
The bad guy?
Yes, in Stargate also.
Oh, I don't know his name, but I know who you're talking about.
Yes.
Very effeminate dude.
Anyway, he reminds me of like him in Stargate. Like he's trying to take some sort of power back.
Yeah.
And he's trying to find Mila Kunis to kill her so that she can't take whatever galactic throne she's entitled to.
Yeah. I think
is that right? Wait, let me see the synopsis to see if I was right.
Read it out loud.
By the Queen of the Universe. Oh, that sounds even cooler. In the future, a young destitute human woman gets targeted for assassination by the Queen of the Universe and begins her destiny to finish the Queen's reign. I like the idea that there's a Queen of the Universe, though.
You know, I actually was really looking forward to this movie last year, mm-hmm. but because it's taking so long, it's making me feel like it's not going to be
and the fact that
as
they dumped
good
it,
as it
they dumped
could
it in,
have been.
In this date.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, they almost pushed it back. 7 months?
Yeah, that's true.
That's
yeah,
a long time.
But that doesn't... I
maybe
would bet if you look at movies that get delayed, it's not...
Right, but they had gone through...
I bet
through,
it's a 50-50
They had
split.
Gone through and marketed it coming out in July. I saw a trailer in the theaters for it coming out in July last
yeah.
year.
Yeah.
So they
but
probably
they don't
showed
usually
it
do
people.
That.
They didn't like it, and they had
yeah,
to go fix
they
it.
Don't
you know, they
do
say,
that far
what,
for movies
well,
that are going to move
well,
7 months.
And that's what everyone talks about, but I bet if you actually looked at movies that get delayed like a good bit,
mm-hmm.
that... I bet it's a 50-50 split that it's because, or at the very least, that you end up not liking it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They may think it's bad, but then you like it.
Yeah.
Didn't Cloud Atlas get delayed too?
Yeah, it did.
But it didn't
and it was
get
not,
put out as
well,
a trailer
yeah,
in the
true.
Theater yet and get delayed. Like, I'm saying, like, this went so far as to almost coming out, like... It was literally like a month away from coming out.
Yeah, that's
and
happened
then
with
they
other
delayed
stuff.
It.
There's that one, the tapes, the other found footage thing that they still haven't released.
The Vatican tapes?
No. The
because we're gonna talk about that later.
I know it's not the Vatican tapes, but it's a movie they still haven't released.
I don't know. What you're talking about.
But I can't remember what it is.
Yeah. Well, this movie stars, like we said, Eddie Redmayne.
Redmayne. Yeah.
Channing Tatum. Oh, got it right. First try, yes. Mila Kunis, Sean Bean, and maybe a little cameo by Terry Gilliam as I read it on the IMDb page. So.
Oh.
We'll see.
And James Darcy.
Yeah.
Sixsmith.
I like the world they create, but I don't particularly like love the whole movie. Like, I love parts of Cloud Atlas, but not the whole thing.
Man, for me, the Wachowskis can almost do no wrong.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm interested in the universe.
100%. Yeah.
I want to see what this universe yeah. is about. But it's not like I'm not dying to see it. So it's a movie where I'm like, if I see it in theaters, whatever. But if I don't, I'm okay with it. The next movie coming out on this February 6th is Seventh Son. This was another movie that was supposed to come out last summer and got postponed.
Well, even earlier.
Yeah, it's been around for, would you say, more than 1 year?
Probably.
No, we watched the thing last summer for this.
But yeah, but there was
she
a
and
trailer.
I had watched it the year before.
Oh, really?
Oh my god!
Yeah, there was a trailer like way a long time ago.
Yeah, yeah. So what? Seventh Son is, it's based on a young adult novel as well. This movie stars Julianne Moore, Kit Harington, Jeff Bridges, Jaimin Hansu.
Jenny, will you see it just because Kit's in it?
No. I mean, I didn't see Pompeii. He was in that.
Oh, he's done. Oh, I didn't know he did another movie.
Yeah. I would love to say yes because
wait,
I love him.
Wait, who's Kit Harington? He's
Jon Snow.
Jon Snow, that's yeah, right.
I love him, but I probably won't go see this movie. I don't even think I would see it in the Dollar Theater, I'm going
to
be honest.
But see, if I had to pick between Jupiter and Ascending and this, I'd rather watch this.
Really?
I'd rather go Jupiter.
I would definitely rather see
Jupiter. Yeah, yeah.
He hates Channing Tatum, though.
I do.
Yeah. Like,
that's crazy,
him.
Because he does nothing but good
and
work.
And if it's in space, I'd rather just watch Star Wars. But like...
Star Wars.
But if it's fantasy...
Take his mic away.
If it's medieval fantasy, I'm not like sold on Lord of the Ring movies, so like I'm okay watching Seventh Son to see what they kind of their spin on it.
Yeah.
Well, this movie is the synopsis is young.
Whoa,
Thomas.
Wait a minute. Whoa, whoa.
What?
I don't like the synopsis.
What?
For Seventh Son.
Oh, you got a little
young Thomas is apprenticed to the local spook to learn to fight evil spirits. His first great challenge comes when the powerful Mother Malkin escapes her confinement while the spook is away.
The spook. Yeah.
I think in your synopsis you have to Spook's explain some of the mythology of the story to get away with the spook part of it.
Yeah, what is the spook?
Hey, we don't judge, okay? We don't judge.
The town crazy.
Oh, that's making it worse.
all right. Well, so I'm on
is
the
Is he
page.
Like the wise spook? Is he like the magical
he's
a, spook?
He's an old wise spook.
Old by spook.
Okay.
Whoa.
Whoa. But again, I'm not looking forward to it. But Rory would rather
oh, no.
see this.
I'd
see this
rather see. I'm not than, looking forward to it, okay. But I'd rather see it than.
If you
Tatum.
Had to see a movie this day, and you had the choice, this would
yeah.
be the movie you'd see.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
But I could wait a week and watch Kingsman.
Yeah. But movie also oh, okay. also releasing on February 6th. Is only on limited and VOD is a movie called The Voices. It looked a little interesting.
I don't know about this.
I don't know. Well, here's the thing. Let's just read the synopsis and then let's see who's in it and then we'll talk about it. Likeable Jerry stumbles innocently into the role of killer, guided along the way by his evil talking cat and benevolent talking dog.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
But I don't know. The trailer just may not have been cut well.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. Jerry's played by Ryan Reynolds, and...
he apparently also plays the cat.
Really?
It says he voices Mr. Whiskers. Oh, wow. I'm assuming
so
that's
So it's
cat.
Like the devil and angel
kind
on the shoulder
his,
kind
with
of
his
thing.
Cat and dog, yeah.
It's
but the thing I don't
maybe it's
synopsis like, alone I'm interested.
Damn like, it! Why is the cat evil? You know,
it's a cat.
It's Birdman.
It's smarter,
but it's Birdman, yes, but with the cat.
Right.
It's all one take.
Yeah, he's a meow.
Anna Kendrick's yeah. in it.
Of course, yeah. The cat's evil.
Again, it stars Gemma Atherton, Anna Kendrick, Jackie Weaver, and Ryan Reynolds. So
I think what might have bugged me about the trailer, and it's not, you know, it was a lower budget. It's not necessarily their fault, but the talking cat effect.
Oh, so it's
was
not
very
like
okay.
The cat's
question.
Mouth is moving.
Yes.
Okay.
Question.
Only he can hear it, but the cat's mouth is moving.
Why
that'd be cool
is
if it was
there,
like mental.
I'm looking at a picture. Why is there a head on a table without a body attached to it? And she's eating. She's talking and eating.
Because he's killed her? And he hears voices?
It's probably really...
So she's alive?
It's probably really surrealist.
Yep.
Yeah, so...
I'm so confused.
It's taking that concept to the literal extent.
I mean, there's a thing from Adam's Family. He's fine.
Yeah,
he's just a hand.
He's just a hand.
How does he eat? How does he poop?
Yeah, where does he poop? Where does Thing poop?
Yeah.
And what does he eat? Where does he get the energy?
Yeah, because he's pretty fast.
Is it magic? They don't really have. I guess they do have some magic in the movie. Like the grandma does some dark magic.
He gets
magic.
His energy from the sun.
Yeah, like Superman.
None of them get energy from the sun. They're the Addams Family. That's like the thing they
Thing
avoid
does,
most.
Thing, I think, goes into the sun.
I don't think any of them ever go into the sun. The thing's as pale as any.
They stay
of,
in
any
the shade.
Them.
Yeah.
Like 50 shades.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, let's move on to February 13th.
Oh my God. Roy's trying so hard to segue. Yeah.
And I liked it. That's why I went you with gotta, it. That's why I went with it.
Hey, y'all said y'all wanted to streamline a little bit.
February 13th, it's going to be. This is going to be.
This is Valentine's Day weekend. ladies and gentlemen.
So this is what's going to happen. Either dudes are going to go take their girls to see a chick flick, or girls are going to go with a guy to see a dude flick, an action movie.
I think it's going to be single mothers taking their daughters
to 50 Shades?
Yeah. Because that's, right. I think that's the span of the fan base.
But there's also, there's a Hugh Grant movie, though. I don't know what it is, but I see the name Hugh Grant. Isn't that like...
Holy shit, there's going to be a riot.
Yeah, yeah. Well, let's talk about the first one. Wait. First, let's talk about 50 Shades of Grey, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson, wife of
Aaron Taylor Johnson.
Quicksilver.
Oh.
Yeah.
Got it.
They met on the set of...
Yes.
Yeah, Kick-Ass.
Kick-Ass. Yes. 50 Shades of Grey, again, February 13th, and it stars Jamie Dornan, Dakota Johnson, and it's about...
Can you read us a synopsis?
Marcia Gay Harden. I could. Where is it? Let's see. literature student Anastasia Steeles. Life changes forever when she meets handsome, yet tormented billionaire Christian Grey. Christian Hans Grey.
Hans.
I tried to read the book. And it was horrible.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Did you buy it?
No, why? Michelle had it on her Kindle.
Oh.
And
Michelle's read it?
Yeah, she read it. She had a hard time getting through it. Yeah. It was really poorly written. And I don't even want to see this on video. I don't want to see it when it's free on Netflix. I don't care to see this movie.
One time we were at a friend's house and she was really into 50 Shades of Grey and we kept reading excerpts from it and basically making fun of the thing she was enjoying. But then one of the girls, we had them go on Chat Roulette. Do you remember Chat Roulette?
Oh, yeah.
And just have the book and just like be reading the book, like going to different channels on Chat Roulette.
Really?
Guys love listening to chicks read 50 Shades of Grey.
All right.
But every once in a while, it would just be a giant penis. But
has right, anybody?
That's how Chat Roulette works.
Of course,
all the time it's giant penises.
It's basically. Like 80% of the time.
Yeah,
probably.
It's true.
Penises.
So, is anybody here going to see the movie?
No.
I might at the Dolly Theater.
Okay.
Just because I feel like I need to see it. Just because there's going to be something going on that everyone's going to be talking about, and I'm not going to know anything about it because I didn't.
There's
going
to be nothing. You might as well read the like cliff notes of the book because anything that's really like good in the book has to be out of the movie.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't care about that. Those things.
That's all it's good for, though.
She doesn't want to see those things.
The sexy stuff.
I mean, it doesn't matter to me.
But that's like all it's good for, right?
Yeah. I don't read, so I'm not going to read the book.
Okay.
She's like,
but I want to know like what it, like the gist of it.
The gist.
That is literally the gist of it. And he's way into S&M.
Yeah.
And he teaches her all about crazy S&M sex.
Yeah, it's really long too. 2 hours seems like a long time for this movie.
God, it does seem like a long time.
Yeah.
I think you can have all the sex you need in like an hour and a half.
Yeah.
That's fine.
I've seen pornos that get it done like in like 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Know?
If the whole movie's just going to be sex, then you can do it in an hour and a half and it'd be good. Yeah.
I don't know what to think of how like flippantly you said that, but how an hour and a half is like a pretty long time.
Is this like a day's worth? A week's worth of sex?
Well, we should move on to the next movie. Okay. Kingsman, The Secret Service.
Yeah.
Kingsman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Whatever. It's directed by Matthew Vaughn and written by Matthew Vaughn and Jane Goldman.
Mm-hmm.
The writing team that's written, let's see. They
Layer Cake.
Layer Cake. Most, all of Kick-Ass.
Well.
Most of First Class. Simon Kinberg came and did
anything that was good in it.
Yeah, and everything that was good in the Days of Future Past.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. She's actually a really good writer. She's really good. I've read some of her like spec stuff that's on the internet. She's a really good writer. So I don't know why they should have hired her to write the 50 Shades of Grey movie. That would have been awesome. It would have been a hard R. There would have been time travel. Maybe I don't know.
Yeah, but she's really good. Why would she waste her time with that?
That's true.
Yeah.
But Matthew Vaughn consistently makes fun movies. Like just fun. I thought First Class was fun. I thought Kick-Ass is fun. Layer Cake is amazingly fun.
Yeah.
He's kind
They're
of
great.
He has a really good batting average. And
yeah, he's really good.
From what I hear from this movie, it's It's well, more...
he's one of those guys that you look back on. It makes me look back on like Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels and Snatch.
Yeah.
And think, well, that was him, wasn't it?
It was him like putting all like, the cool stuff him, in there.
Yeah, that was like, hey, that was his influence.
Hey, Guy Ritchie, why don't you just do this? Yeah. Maybe do this? But yeah, the movie stars Colin Firth, Mark Hamill, Mark Strong, Michael Caine, Taron Egerton, and...
Shit, I didn't know Mark Hamill was in it.
Yeah, he's in a trailer.
Yeah, he's got a beard. He's got a goatee, I think, or a beard.
Oh, I don't even remember.
But basically, it's a throwback to old spy movies, a little over the top. Well, not a little, a lot over the top.
Yeah, it's supposed to be super violent, which is great.
Yeah, and basically, the plot is a veteran secret agent takes a young upstart under his wing. And the it looks cool and looks like it's really flashy and there's cool gadgets like all the old like Bond movies and I don't know.
I do love Colin Firth.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's really good.
And especially... out of his element, like out of drama and like comedy.
It seems like everyone is. Yeah. It's like Colin Firth is like a badass action dude. Samuel Jackson, he's the bad guy, but he like when you hear his voice, he's like it doesn't sound like he's the bad guy.
Yeah.
And then even Mark Hamill is like he's kind of like a sniveling kind of person.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm on board. That's one probably if I were making a top 10, that'd probably be on there.
Oh yeah, that's the first movie I want to see this year.
Yeah. And that is, again, what is it? The 13th?
Mm-hmm.
And then also coming out that day is a movie called The Rewrite, written and directed by Mark Lawrence. And it stars Hugh Grant, J.K. Simmons, Allison Janney, Marissa Tomei, and Chris Elliott. I haven't seen him in any movies in a while.
Have you not been watching Eagle Heart?
No.
Oh.
It's good?
Man.
Yeah?
You have to see Eagle Heart.
What is it?
It's a show on Adult Swim that he does, where he plays a U.S. Marshal. What's his name? Ryan?
Felipe?
No, he was the director on Human Giant.
Oh, okay.
He directed all the stuff on Human Giant, but him and some other guys created the show, and it's awesome. Especially the third season, because Adult Swim, they're all like 11-minute episodes, mm-hmm. right? But the third season took those 11-minute episodes and basically made like a 2.5-hour movie.
Oh, okay.
And it's nuts, and it's great. If you like Chris Elliott.
Well, I do love Hugh Grant a lot, so I probably will be seeing this. Because I don't care how shitty the movie looks, I always watch Hugh Grant movies.
It's a great cast.
I like Hugh Grant.
Everyone likes Hugh Grant. Yeah. That's the whole thing about Hugh Grant.
I watched the movie he made, the Music and Lyrics, is it called?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that movie. Yeah.
It was good.
This movie is about an Oscar-winning writer in a slump leaving Hollywood to teach screenwriting at a college in the East Coast. Where he falls in love with a single mom taking class there.
Sounds like a Hugh Grant movie.
Yep. Interested to know who wrote it.
Yeah. Well,
do not have an answer.
Mark Lawrence wrote the movie.
Wrote and directed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right. What do we have for this?
Is that the it for that? He is known for Miss Congeniality.
Oh.
Mark Lawrence.
One of my top five
Rory's cat ears just perked
wrote
up.
Forces of Nature, wrote Miss Congeniality, wrote 2 Weeks Notice, Miss Congeniality 2, Music and Lyrics. Oh.
Why isn't Sandra Bullock in this shit then?
I know, she's in all those.
I know.
She's too old to be the love interest.
What? Aww. She's as old as Allison Janney and Marissa Tomei.
Oh man, just like watching... Oh yeah, I guess it is.
You know what? I think
mom.
I actually saw. Did you hear
Ageist.
About the Morgans too?
Ageist.
I think I saw that.
Yes,
he wrote that too.
Gravity was the first time I watched Sandra Bullock. And went,
it's kind of where they have to go hide. Man.
Sarah Jessica,
they have to hide out because they're yeah.
Yeah, and witness protection.
Yeah. I think I did see that too.
That one.
Yeah. There's also a Tim Allen and Christy Alley movie that's really similar to that as well.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Oh, Funny Farm or something like that.
No, it's Chevy Chase.
Oh, something about farm though.
Yeah,
the one where he's like an architect. They're always a fucking architect.
They go to
what am I talking about?
They go to the Amish country.
Yeah, they become Amish.
They're either a copywriter or a goddamn architect.
All right, so on February 20th, I wanted to talk about this movie because it looks horrible. But
this movie pisses me the fuck off.
The Duff?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's why I put it on the list. I'm not looking forward to it, but it's really like
I can't believe this movie.
Yeah, like somebody greenlit this, and they're like, yeah, the kids are going
to
love it.
The movie had to be completely done before they threw that title on there, right?
Yeah.
Because no one, I don't understand, dumb, ugly, fat friend, right?
Yeah. Read the synopsis.
It's for richer or poorer.
Oh, that's it.
That's the movie.
That's it.
Sorry.
A high school senior instigates a social pecking order revolution after finding out that she has been labeled the Duff, designated ugly fat friend, to her prettier, more popular friends.
Yeah.
And I get it, like, empowerment and all that. But it still seems way fucked up.
Yeah.
It is.
It does.
And do people actually use that term?
I've never heard it before.
Yeah?
Really? I've never heard it before. That's interesting.
And I feel like the trailer was nothing but the jokes about her being
ugly.
Dumb, ugly, and fat.
Yeah, but she's not.
She's not at all.
She's not fat or ugly.
Yeah.
This movie stars Mae Whitman, who played, not maybe, she played Anne on Arrested Development.
Her?
Yeah. Elsa and Janney, Ken Jeong, and Romani Amalco, the guy from 40 Year Old Virgin. But I have no interest in seeing this, but I had to put it because it was just such a weird movie that a studio made. So anyway, well, let's not spend more time on that. Also that week, Hot Tub Time Machine Part 2, which I could take it or leave it. I'm not really, you know.
The trailer blew me away.
Yeah.
I haven't even seen Hot Tub Time Machine, but the trailer for this, I've never laughed that hard in a trailer.
Right.
Honestly.
Yeah.
Joke after joke.
Well, I love Rob Corddry, so and I like the kid. What's his name? Clark something.
Clark Duke.
Yeah, yeah. So more of the same, but this time they're dealing with no John Cusack, which
But that's like, it doesn't look like more of the same.
Well,
it's nothing it's nothing but like crazy time travel jokes. Like it's not like them going to one time.
I would say John Cusack was the weak link of the first one.
Really?
Yeah.
It was a funny movie, and here's John Cusack not being funny, trying to chase a girl.
He was a straight man. The straight man.
Yeah, but
his straight man didn't pair with the funny guys he was with.
He's America's sweetheart. Guys.
He's not.
He was America's sweetheart.
I can't see him being lighthearted that much anymore. I don't know why.
All right.
It's just his tone was too serious. He was too straight. Yeah. It didn't work.
Adam Scott seems like Adam Scott is the perfect like blend between straight man and comedy.
Was so, Adam Scott in the first one?
No.
Oh, okay.
So the new additions to the movie are Adam Scott, Thomas Lennon, Gillian Jacobs. Fucking hey, dude.
Well, say it right.
And Kumail, what's his last name? Kumail
Nanjiani?
Nanjiani, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I like
He's
that.
He's really funny.
I'm waiting for one foreign name.
What?
That you can say right.
No.
You're never going to get it, unless it's like a Mexican name. Also, the last movie we should talk about, just because it's I think it's a Disney movie. I can't see the poster, but I think it is. McFarlane USA. also coming out on February 20th, starring Kevin Costner, and it is about a cross-country coach in a small town in California transforming a team of athletes into championship contenders, a bunch of Hispanic dudes learning how to run. So
yeah.
All right. And it stars Maria Bello and Kevin Costner.
Looks like a cry fest.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's like we talked about before, like it's just your typical Disney's got to make a couple of sports movies every year because they sell, and they're not badly done. Like all the sports movies they've done, like the Josh Lucas basketball movie, remember the Titans? They never suck, but they're never like standout. They're always just okay.
But they're always exactly the same.
Yeah, yeah. It's the same formula that they're like, well, people keep coming back.
But why are those more successful than romantic comedies, which are also exactly the same all the time?
I don't know.
Because you can get, as a guy, as a teenage boy, you can get away with watching those.
But I don't like sports, but I still find them more effective than, like, any romantic comedy. Not any. I mean, I like a lot of romantic comedies.
It's a movie people can agree on when they're going to the movies.
I guess.
You see what I'm saying? Like, you have a group of people going to a movie. That's a... Sports movies are kind of easy to agree on.
We did it again.
The last 5 years?
Yeah.
It's here somewhere. It's coming out. This one's wrong. It's here somewhere. Oh. It's coming up. We didn't skip the last 5 years. It's here somewhere, I think.
Right.
Or maybe did we? Touch
I
it?
I don't see it.
I think we might have skipped one movie. I think we might have. Let's talk about this one.
Look. Oh, God damn it.
It's also the 20th.
Start over.
It's also the 20th, I think.
No, it's the 13th.
Of February?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, there's another like romantic movie you can go to. It's called The Last 5 Years.
It's a musical.
It's a musical that was on Broadway.
Hold on.
The trailer looks great if you like musicals. It actually is upfront about it being a musical, which was unlike Into the Woods.
That's true.
It stars Anna Kendrick and Jeremy Jordan, and both have been on Broadway, so they have the Broadway experience and can bring that to the screen, which is always a little different, obviously, but I think with Anna Kendrick's background, it kind of helps. Jeremy Jordan was actually the main guy, I think Jack in Newsies, his name's Jack, whoever Christian Bale plays in Newsies.
I don't care. He was in Smash. That's all I care about.
Yeah, he's also in Smash. But ooh, he played Jack on Broadway for the Newsies. And
have you seen this play? Have you seen this musical?
I haven't. It's fairly new, I think.
Okay.
I think it's not that old. Like, I think it's...
What's the synopsis?
Based on... Oh, a struggling actress and her novelist lover each illustrate the struggle and deconstruction of their love affair.
Ooh.
Yeah. I think it's going to be good.
Is there going to be a cry fest? Like, is someone going to die?
I have a feeling there's going to be some cry. There's always crying in musicals.
Here's the thing about Into the Woods.
I mean, I guess not.
Is it they prepare you?
Almost always.
You don't have any interest in it anyway. Why are you looking for additional things to be like, ugh?
Here's the thing about
Into the Woods. Am I going to cry? This thing I won't see?
They didn't lube you up with like, hey, there's a little talking and then a song. No. First fucking line, fucking sung.
That's
how musicals work, dude. It's Stephen fucking Sondheim.
Dude, yeah. Every musical starts with a song. That's
it's a musical.
Opening number.
Yeah.
I'm done with musicals.
You never started.
Well, hey, I did give him a try.
Reefer Madness?
No.
That's
with,
not a, oh, the musical.
Yeah. The musical. Yeah. The one where they're making fun of that movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
You should try that one out. If you don't like that, then yes.
Okay.
Oh, so you
the
music know?
Really good in that? I feel
yes.
like...
Yes. No, the songs are great.
It is good.
I'll have to give it another shot. Okay.
So the director and writer, obviously it's based on the musical play, but the screenplay and the director are Richard LeGravenes. LeGravenes?
LeGravenes.
LeGravenes.
LeGraveness.
That's how I would say it.
And he wrote The Fisher King, which we just talked about recently.
Oh, yeah. What are we talking about? Oh,
and he wrote Unbroken.
We're talking Robin Williams.
Robin Williams, yeah.
He also did Behind the Candelabra.
Which I just saw over the holidays finally.
I love
Behind the Candelabra.
Oh, it's so good.
It's amazing.
And it's hilarious that... I swear to God, in the Ant-Man trailer, Michael Douglas sounds like Liberace because he keeps saying Scott.
Scott.
Okay, so
there's one more on February 13th. Was it? What's the date that we're on? 20th. Sorry. Accidental Love.
Yes. So I just saw the preview for this, and okay, so originally it was directed by David O. Russell. And written by him, but I just saw the trailer that they just released like a week ago, and there's another director's name on it. I think he won the arbitration to get his name taken off of the movie.
Who's the other director?
I can't remember off the top of my head, but the trailer did have at the end of the trailer it has his name.
Just a mistake? Because I thought David Russell's next movie was another one with Bradley Cooper and Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah, it was supposed to be.
It is, but no, this movie was made maybe like 4 years ago.
Oh, okay.
And it was just shelved like. It was all the production that had the problem. Like, the producers wouldn't pay the crew on time, and, like, people were working basically for free, so they had to shut it down for a while.
Are you interested in this one? This delayed movie?
I actually am, because I want to see what...
Oh.
Yeah. I was the one that said that.
Yeah.
It was both of you, but...
Oh.
Okay. Accidental Love.
But I also haven't seen a trailer for this in the theater. That's what I'm saying. Like, it went... Jupiter Ascending went so far... As to put that's a trailer true. In the theaters.
Yeah. Well, they're getting you
like,
pumped.
That's how far it was. But it was, it said July.
It was like
you're
a month
gonna
before.
See, you're going to see a Batman Superman teaser here the next month or so. And that's
okay,
not
but
out
it's
going to
be for that month. It's not going to be for saying July on it.
I remember seeing a teaser for the Flintstones movie a full year before the movie came out.
That's not the point. Right, that's not the point. But they didn't change the date on it. When like a month before, they didn't go, hey, we're going to change it.
I know.
You understand what I'm saying.
Hard time, dude.
This is a little different. I haven't heard anything about this movie.
Yeah. So give us a synopsis for that movie, Accidental Love.
Oh, geez. All right. It's a paragraph. Hold on. a small town waitress gets a nail accidentally lodged in her head, causing unpredictable behavior that leads her to Washington, D.C., where sparks fly when she meets a clueless young senator who takes up her cause. But what happens when love interferes with what you stand for?
What? Yeah. That is confusing.
Yeah.
What?
Directed by David O. Russell and got Jake Gyllenhaal, Jessica Biel, James Marsden, Christy Alley, Paul Rubens, Nails Bill Hader, Tracy
OSHA
Morgan.
Regulations.
Oh, Tracy Morgan. Yeah. That's nice. James Brolin.
That's very strange.
Yeah.
I'm just curious to see like what it's David O. Russell's script still, so we will see. All right. So moving on to February 27th is a movie I am interested in seeing. It's written and directed by the guys who did Crazy Stupid Love and how was the other one with Jim Carrey and Ewan McGregor? I'm trying to blank here. Brandon, what was it called?
I don't know.
Ewan McGregor and they played a gay couple. Jim Carrey.
Oh, I love you, Philip
that
Morris.
Movie was so good.
I love you, Philip Morris.
Yes. Lieberman.
I love you, Philip Morris.
Lieberman. Glenn Lieberman? Is that his name?
No, it's Glenn.
Glenn Ficarra.
Ficarra and John Requa.
Why don't you just look at the paper?
Yeah, I know it's right in front of you.
You're close though, Brandon.
But yeah, they did. I love Hilda Morris, and they did Crazy Stupid Love. This is their third feature, and it's called Focus, and it stars Will Smith, Margot Robbie. That's about the. Oh, and Rodrigo Santoro. It looks interesting. It's about a grifter. It's about a veteran grifter takes a young, attractive woman under his wing, but things get complicated when they become romantically involved. You know?
Friends
become lovers. Lovers become enemies. But no, it looks fun, and it'll be good to see Will Smith in a good movie.
Yeah. Because it's R, so that's good.
Yeah.
Dan Fogelman is the name I was trying to think of. He wrote Crazy Stupid Love.
Oh, did he? But
yeah.
But these guys directed it.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. All right. And then the next movie coming out that weekend is The Lazarus Effect. I didn't see the trailer. You did, Jenny?
I watched it, yeah.
Does it look crazy? What's
Jenny's
going on?
Mad.
I'm mad about it because it looks like, I mean, I guess, I don't know, but it looks like they kill Donald Glover, which was the main reason why I was going to go see this movie.
But the movie's about bringing people back to life.
Maybe. No, you're right, but I think the whole thing is like they don't want to do it again.
So I think they kill a lot of people.
Yeah. Maybe you're right.
Maybe he's a zombie Glover.
I don't know.
You know? Well, this
it just seems like that was a fail on their part.
This is
because if I thought that, then how many other people probably thought that? A lot, probably.
Yeah.
I have like the normal brain. You guys have like the movie brain where you think ahead. And you already know what the plot is. Not the plot. You already know what the like twist is. And I don't think about that.
I don't know what the twist is.
Well,
why
you
it's
already
a twist.
Know like, oh, they probably bring everyone back to life. I wouldn't have thought about that.
Well, it's a...
is what I'm saying.
Read the synopsis.
Right. They bring her back to life.
A group of medical...
Dead
patients.
No, they're bringing dead dogs back to life. That's what the trailer is. She's the first human they've brought back to life. Uh-oh. They weren't going to do humans. They've only done animals. That's the whole trailer is animals. She's the first human they brought back to life and realized what a shitty job they did.
Wait a minute.
How just do you concede.
Know, how do you know?
Concede to
how
her
do you
point,
know
please.
Because she throws him into a locker, closes the doors on him, smushes the locker, and then blood drips down.
Well, maybe he just got cut, a really deep cut. You know,
a lot of blood came out.
It was a really big gash.
And it was kind of smushed in there. Okay. Like the.
Well, this movie stars Evan Peters, Olivia Wilde, your lover, Lover Donald Glover, Mark Duplass. I haven't seen the trailer. It sounds interesting. It sounds like Flatliners, you know. So
no, yeah, I like Flatliners.
A group of medical
but
students
this is
discover a way to bring back dead patients.
This is a horror though, too. I think like is this it? Is a horror movie. Flatliners was that wasn't really
it was a
horror
movie.
Yeah. Was it? I don't
yeah.
really remember
yeah.
it.
I got scared.
Yeah,
yeah. I watched it for the first time in my house alone, and I got super scared.
I need to rewatch it. It's been a few years.
Yeah.
But I love, I like most of this cast, though. I like Evan Peters a lot.
Yeah. Also opening this weekend, The Vatican Tapes.
And Donald Glover.
We already know that. If you don't know that about me, then.
This weekend, the same weekend, the Vatican Tapes, directed by Mark Neville Dean, and he was part of the team that did Crank, the two directors that, but now they're, I guess they separated now. It was Neville Dean and Taylor, was it? The other guy?
Mm-hmm.
But now this guy's doing a solo movie. It's written by Chris Morgan, and it stars Michael Pena, Jaimin Hansu, what's up, Doug Ray Scott.
It's the first one.
Yeah. Michael Paré. It looks interesting. I mean, I like conspiracy, like church stuff, you know?
The Da Vinci Code is your favorite movie of that year.
Da Vinci Code?
Mm-hmm.
No, I like the other one. What's it called?
I know, I'm being sarcastic.
Yeah. Basically,
what's the other one?
The first one.
That was the first
one. That is the first one, The Da Vinci Code.
Angels and Demons.
Oh, I was thinking of Angels and Demons. The Da Vinci Code book was not bad. I enjoyed it.
It was pretty bad. All
right, so more about the Vatican tapes.
a leaked videotape reveals a Vatican exorcism gone very, very awry. That's it. It's probably a horror movie with some church stuff. I'm excited about that.
That's some church stuff. Altar
and the bad guy from Mission Impossible too.
Yeah, yeah. And who was going to be Wolverine at one point.
That's right.
So this is another found footage.
We don't
maybe.
Know that.
We don't know that. Yeah.
We're only going on the fact that it says Vatican tapes, but at no point that I...
And the fact that no movie that has had anything with tapes attached to it has not been found footage.
Okay. It also says a leaked videotape reveals.
Yeah, but doesn't say...
Oh, I guess maybe someone else is watching it on a TV, and that's how we see it.
You know, what if the whole movie was somebody watching a video, like found footage, but you're watching him, and he like pauses it and then goes to the bathroom, comes back.
Comes and brings popcorn.
The Blair Witch Project was a leaked
and
videotape.
He's like, shit.
And that was found footage, wasn't it?
This found footage
I know,
is
that's
crazy.
What I'm saying.
I think it might be.
I thought you were saying that, well, maybe, I don't know, someone leaks it.
No, that's what I'm saying. How could it not be found footage? What, is he watching it on a TV? Like, how else would we watch the video?
The next movie I put on this
The Ring is about a videotape.
See?
And we do watch that, but that's not found footage.
But it wasn't called The Ring
And we watched
tapes.
The video.
Was it called The Ring
tapes? Okay, The Ring tapes.
The Ringworm tapes. The next movie I put on, because I love this actor, his name is Jack O'Connell, and I first saw his work on Skins, the British version of it. He's a really, really good actor. He's in Unbroken, he's really, really great. The movie's called 71, and the movie is about, a young and disoriented British soldier is accidentally abandoned by his unit following a riot on the deadly streets of Belfast in 1971. And I'm in, just solely alone because I like his acting and everything he's in has been fun.
I didn't
see Unbroken, so I can't vote for that.
He's the Unbroken guy, too?
Yeah.
He's not having a good life.
He's not having a good year. I am interested in seeing this movie. What else? The last movie coming out this week I put on because of who's starring in it. Two more. Sorry. One of them is a documentary, and one of them is a Nicolas Cage movie, which also stars Hayden Christensen, and it's called Outcast. Oh my god.
What?
This is like, I wish, that makes me wish, but that has no U.S. release date, but have you seen the trailer for Dragon Blade?
Yeah.
The Chinese movie with Adrian Brody and John Cusack, bring up John Cusack again?
Yeah.
That shit
Jackie
looks
Chan too, right?
Crazy. Yeah, Jackie Chan. Yeah. Jackie Chan, Adrian Brody, and John Cusack.
Jackie Chan, I'm in.
John Cusack plays a Roman general.
No.
Yeah. Yes. No, it's a period piece. It's a Chinese period film. I don't know what Adrian Brody plays. I think he plays like a Roman soldier. Yeah, but that looks insane.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it unfortunately has no US release date, so we can't.
But this does.
But this does, unfortunately.
And we should make a day out of it. We should all go see Nicolas Cage movies at theaters. All
right. A mysterious warrior teams up with the daughter and son of a deposed
yes.
Chinese emperor to defeat their cruel brother who seeks their deaths.
I'm in.
Two white dudes just fighting people.
Not Chinese people.
Chinese people, yeah. Outcast coming out, like I said, the week of February 27th. All right. What else do we have?
Deli Man.
Documentary about delicatessens.
That's it. That's all you got to know.
That's all you got to know.
Yeah.
Make a day.
This
of
guy
it.
Looks so happy.
And
there's a picture of this guy with the
biggest
sub.
Fucking sandwich in the world.
Oh my
he
god!
Looks so happy.
I'm telling you, how amazing will it be to go see Deli Man? Then we could go over to like Art's or Jerry's. Go to a deli right afterwards.
The sandwiches we eat.
Or Subway?
Fuck.
Six-inch subs?
Oh, my God.
Oh, $5 for
one. $5.
I hate Subway so much.
Oh, my God. That's the worst.
Oh, the last one coming out on limited
release.
Come
have our shitty bread.
Yeah.
The last movie coming out
that
day.
We make it every day.
The last movie coming out on limited release is David Cronenberg's Map to the Stars, starring Julianne Moore. Who else comes out in that movie?
Mia, what?
Wolkowski.
Well, why did you even start?
Because yeah. I thought I could do it.
John Cusack.
I don't think
Olivia
that's spelled
Williams.
Right on here.
Oh. Okay.
Olivia Williams?
No, it is. It's spelled right. I'm See? Looking at it right here.
Don't
Robert Pattinson.
That.
Yeah.
The Cusack.
It sounds interesting. I don't know.
Cronenberg always makes crazy movies, and I mean, okay, besides Cosmopolis, I've enjoyed them all. So, all right.
A tour into the heart of a Hollywood family chasing celebrity, one another, and the relentless ghost of their past. What? That didn't make any sense.
They're chasing three things.
Okay.
Jesus.
One another. Oh, they're chasing each other.
Yeah.
Well, what it seemed like from the trailer is that Julianne Moore's mom died, and Mia Wasikowska's coming back as her mom. Or her mom's coming back in Mia Wasikowska's body. Ugh. That's what it looked like in the trailer.
Yeah, you're. Yeah,
and she wants to be her personal assistant, but it looks like she wants to do, like, mess with, you know, like, her hurt mind. Her or something, Ugh. Too. I don't know.
Fucking Cronenberg. All right, so the other movie I'm going to talk about that doesn't have a actual release date but is coming out, you know, this winter, before the winter ends, is a movie called Maggie. It stars Arnold Schwarzenegger and Abigail Breslin and Jolie Richardson. And the synopsis is a teenage girl in the Midwest becomes infected by an outbreak of a disease that slowly turns the infected into cannibal zombies. During her transformation, her loving father stays by her side. So, zombies, Arnold, Abigail Breslin.
I'm so sick of zombie shit, but it's Arnold. So.
I'm
half interested because it's Arnold Schwarzenegger. Yeah. But if a zombie was never in another thing, I would be happy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
All right, let's just move on to March 6th. The first movie that I want to talk about is Chappie. You're not excited about this.
I am Freedom.
Yeah.
I am Consciousness. About it. It looks great.
I am Chappie.
It looks awesome.
It looks so good.
Everything about this looks boring to me.
Has he let you down, Neil Blanca?
Elysium.
You didn't like Elysium?
Not really.
Oh, then dude.
It also just looks... I'd rather watch Short Circuit. I'd rather watch...
No.
Any
the
number of
things. The trailer made me cry. Trailer for this fucking movie made me cry.
It just seems... It feels so cliche. The movie... Everything in the trailer feels so cliche.
Okay, here
we go. It's got the stupid Die Antwoord people.
Hugh Jackman, Sigourney Weaver, Charlotte Copley, Dev Patel, and
He hasn't been good in forever.
Yolandi
Not since
Weiser.
District 9.
Will you fucking let me get through this fucking thing before you fucking complain, dude?
Okay.
After being kidnapped by two criminals during birth, Chappie becomes adopted son in a strange and dysfunctional family. I'm in, dude. It's fucking sci-fi. It's Neil Blomkamp.
You asked me what I thought.
I want to see it.
I want to see it.
I mean, I love Short Circuit too, man. But there's parts of Short Circuit where it's just like it's dated. I mean, like some of the it could look better.
That's fine. There's nothing about it that seems new and interesting to me.
All right. Well, it looks exciting to
but
me.
But see, at the same time,
that's great.
At the same time, it doesn't look like they blew their load in the trailer either.
Yeah.
I feel like they're being hesitant because they want to blow you away with the movie, not the trailer.
Yeah.
Yeah. I could see that. The trailer feels a little small. It's not one I'm necessarily
like, I don't know where the movie's
to.
Going. I don't know all the set pieces. I don't know everything that's going to happen. And so that's what makes it exciting. Whereas most trailers nowadays, it's just like
everything.
I would know exactly what the movie was from watching the trailer.
Like the Cinderella trailer.
God, yeah.
All right. Also opening this week, The Cobbler, unlimited release, written and directed by Thomas McCarthy. We've talked about this, I think, a couple weeks ago, and you're not looking forward to this.
A guy who works as a cobbler and he puts on his customer shoes, and he actually becomes his customers by wearing their shoes.
Yeah.
What's it rated?
And I don't know how you can tell me that doesn't feel like a trailer at the beginning of Tropic Thunder.
I guess so. I think my love for Thomas McCarthy outweighs... I mean, you've only seen The Station Agent. You haven't seen his next two.
Well, that's fine, but does any of them have like as zany of a concept as this?
Yeah, I think The Visitors is a crazy-ass concept.
The first time I watched this trailer...
Yeah.
I straight up just thought it was a kid's movie. It looks like it's a kid movie made for kids. Like, kind of like, what was the one with the bedtime stories?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Bedtime like, stories?
Oh, is that what it was called? Yeah. This looks like another one of those, and it looks perfect for kids to watch. That's why I asked for the rating, because I assumed the first time I watched it that it was a kid's movie that I would kind of want to watch. So, looking at it through that lens, I thought it looked clever enough.
Here's the thing that I liked that wasn't in the trailer. Rob Schneider, isn't it? Playing the crazy landlord? Or
he's back in an Adam Sandler movie?
It was Steve Buscemi, too.
Steve Buscemi's in it, too.
Wait, were you saying that Rob Schneider's not in it?
Yeah.
You were happy that he's not in it?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
That is a good thing.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that he's not playing an ethnic... Yeah.
Or none of his...
offensive ethnic character.
Yeah, or none of his Adam Sandler's, like, buddies aren't in it.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's... And, yeah, that's fine. Yeah. I just...
Well, also stars Steve Buscemi, Dustin Hoffman, Ellen Barkin, and Method Man. So, the last movie coming out on limited release this weekend as well... I just was talking shit about found footage movies, but I want to see this one. The Coup, starring Pierce Brosnan, Owen Wilson, and Link Bell. In their new overseas home, an American family soon finds themselves caught in the middle of a coup, and they frantically look for a safe escape in an environment where foreigners are being immediately executed. I'm on board. I you know what movie that was found footage and I enjoyed it? Is the Ty Burrell movie. About the cult?
What's that?
The guy who did House of the Devil. I'll remember in a little bit, but it was really cool. It was the way they did it was Vice got involved, and it was a Vice crew that went to visit this cult. It was pretty cool. All right, so the movie we're just talking about, the trailer for, March 13th, Cinderella, on wide release, directed by Kenneth Branagh, written by Chris Weiss, and starring Hadley Atwell, Helena Bonham Carter, Kate Blanchett, Richard Madden, and Stellan Skarsgård. Like I said, the trailer tells you exactly all the...
You want to read a synopsis?
Pieces? I didn't even write it. Did I write a synopsis? It's Cinderella.
I've never seen Cinderella.
You really?
Oh, come on.
Come on, dude. Come on. Come on, dude. Cinderella isn't my favorite Disney movie, so I'm not really looking forward to this.
I think it's going to be a good kids movie.
Yeah.
It's going to be, exactly what they need. Although Maleficent wasn't that good of a movie, it did really well because it was a good kids movie.
Did you see it?
Yeah.
No.
But was it a good kids movie?
I mean, okay. So...
Wasn't it like super dark and like...
It wasn't as... I've counted three
in your answer to me.
Because I didn't really pay that much attention to it because I was kind of bored the entire time. But from what it sounded like, as a kid's movie, it was fine.
Well, to
which
mine,
is what this needs to be, a kid's movie.
Well, but if it's boring, that's a bad kid's movie.
Well, no, not for kids. It's not boring, is what I'm saying. It was boring for me because I already knew what the story was.
To my knowledge, Maleficent was the first kind of live action-y Disney-type movie, yes.
Live action Disney
live,
movie.
As in you mean from
a live action version of an
already made classic.
Alice in Wonderland.
But I wouldn't say that was straight up kids movie either.
Yeah.
Well, but that's exactly what I mean though. That's what I mean about the Maleficent and
That's what I'm saying is Maleficent did well, but are they going to be hesitant now because Maleficent wasn't so good?
Right.
That's my point. Is if Maleficent was...
Do you mean they as in like people or they
people,
as in
they
Disney?
As in people.
They as in people.
They
right.
as in people like the audience. Like yeah. parents that took them to Maleficent
no, totally.
And went, what?
Yeah.
No, the kids are still going to... Their parents are going to
take
the
kids
to see it.
Yeah, but the kids can't go without the parents.
Yeah, but parents are going to take the kids to see it because they're going to cry until they take them.
And also there's no other kids movie
that's
coming
out.
That's
the only kids movie
out. Yeah. So okay. If you need to go to the theater, you're going to
it'll
go see
do really well in the box office is all I'm saying.
Yeah. Also,
so cynical.
That week, a movie
I'm saying it's going to do really well in the box office is cynical.
Well, because, I think kids deserve better.
Yeah,
you
but
know
I
mean,
I mean, yeah, but that can't happen as often as we would like for it to happen, unfortunately.
I'm just saying, guys, we need to reach.
Look at
reach for the stars.
Pixar can't release movies all year long.
They're doing one that year already, and it looks awesome.
They're doing two Pixar.
Really?
Oh. I was just thinking the one with Amy Poehler.
Well, there's Inside Out and The Good Dinosaur is also later in the year, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think maybe The Good Dinosaur is later, but there's another untitled Pixar movie that's coming out for Christmas time.
So that would be three.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. I don't know when the dinosaur one comes out, so.
I think that's fall. I think there's just two, Inside Out and then The Good Dinosaur.
So you can't ask them to do five, Brandon. Jeez. I mean, four.
Who? They're not the only ones making movies.
They're the only ones making good ones these days. Kids movies.
The next movie coming out the same week is, I think we're all excited about this, In the Heart of the Sea, directed by Ron Howard.
Yeah.
Starring Chris Hemsworth, Cillian Murphy, Ben Whishaw, and Brendan Gleeson.
I didn't say I was excited about this one.
You.
This is Thor fighting a whale.
Thor versus whales.
Moby Dick.
I'm hesitant.
Yeah. I don't really care for water movies.
Man,
no water
ocean. Rules? I don't care for Master and Commander. I don't care for what's the one with George Clooney.
Ooh. The Perfect Storm.
Yeah, I just it don't was, watch. Yeah, it wasn't the, I never have. I haven't even seen any of them because it just doesn't appeal to me.
You don't like the sea.
I don't care enough.
Well, did you I like the first sea. Pirates?
Oh,
I liked the first Pirates, but I didn't like any of the other ones.
Wait. Finding Nemo.
Yep.
Oh,
that's literally in the sea.
Okay, yeah. I don't care for
Little Mermaid.
Okay, give me a break, you guys.
Incredible Mr. Limpet.
I don't All right. even know what that is.
We're on the end stretch. We're gonna cap this off in March. We're gonna finish it off in March. But I am looking forward to In the Heart of the Sea. It's
there are a bunch of guys in a boat in the middle of the ocean. I'm in.
Yeah, it's the movie, the story that there's a bunch of seamen.
He's in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Men, semen, whatever you want to call them.
He's in those men.
Also coming out on the 13th, Paranormal Activity, The Ghost Dimension. I don't know what this is,
what it's called?
There's no synopsis to it. Yeah.
The Ghost Dimension. I kind of like that name, though, The Ghost Dimension.
So they've officially just dropped the numbers now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're like, screw it. We don't want people to know where we're at. But a movie that I think Jenny pointed out that looks really cool coming out on limited release that weekend, starring Rinko Kikuchi, is a movie called Kumiko the Treasure Hunter. And the synopsis is, a jaded Japanese woman discovers a hidden copy of Fargo on VHS, believing it to be a treasure map, indicating the location of a large case of money. Done. It's Fargo, it's Rinko Kikuchi, and
yeah.
That sounds awesome.
Is there a trailer?
There's a trailer. Really? Here.
On IMDb?
Yeah.
Ricardo looks hard.
It's just a minute. It's probably a teaser.
The projection list.
It's probably just a teaser.
Okay, moving on to March 20th, the Divergent series.
He's Insurgent?
Insurgent.
Say it five times fast.
The Divergent series Insurgent. The Divergent series Insurgent.
Is the movie just called Insurgent?
Yes.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
It is.
So why are you saying all that?
I think
because because it's called the Divergent series Insurgent because it's the series.
But that's they want be you on to the
know,
screen.
Yeah, they want you to know it's
that's
from Divergent.
That's going to be on the screen?
Yes.
That's horrible.
Yeah. I haven't seen the first one, and this one doesn't really. It's not interesting.
What's
to
the
me.
Gist of Divergent?
Yeah, what is it?
It has. It's something about everyone has. Fits into one group and there's always one person that fits into every group or something like that, and so she finds out and she runs away because they want to use them for something, right?
That seems like trigger. So like it's everyone put in a different category
in a world divided by factions based on virtues. Triss learns she's divergent and won't fit in. When she discovers a plot to destroy Divergence, Triss and the Mysterious Four must find out what makes Divergence dangerous before it's too late.
Based on values?
It's the most literal telling of like...
And they're saying values are genetic?
Yes, yeah. And everyone only has one value.
That's interesting.
But it's the most literal version of the idea of like, oh, I don't fit in with the kids in school.
Yeah.
And are people born the regular way? Nobody's cloned?
Oh, I don't know.
Out of vaginas?
I'm just wondering, like, how do you...
I have no idea about that.
How are values genetic?
Yeah, that's what I want to know. But I won't be watching this movie.
Well, okay, so hey, to be how honest, are they not? No. To be honest, you said how are values genetic, but what it sounds like is they do a test on you. They test your blood when you're young and give you a value. And so maybe this is what we find out in the movie, that everyone's just given and it's not genetic. What I think.
Whoa, there's a sex scene.
I know. I think it's like, "Oh, well, you're what's a value? I can't think of any values."
Pride.
Yeah. And so all of a sudden in your mind, all of a sudden that's all you can think.
So
is that your pride, you know? Like,
let's stop talking about this.
Okay.
One.
But maybe that's what it is.
Yeah, they're like, is what I'm thinking. They're like the dumb guidance counselor who doesn't know what I'm good at.
Yeah, exactly. That's it's like a guidance counselor.
Also opening on the 20th, The Gunman, opening on a wide release, directed by Pierre Morel. This one looks interesting because it's Sean Penn, like, and his first like full on action movie. It stars Sean Penn, Javier Bardem, Idris Elba, and Ray Winstone. And the synopsis is: an international spy must clear his name in order to save himself from the organization that he used to work for. Like I said, the only thing that is pulling me to this movie is Sean Penn and Javier Bardem going head to head.
Hopefully, I like Ray Winstone.
A lot of like monologues, a lot of long-winded monologues, and some good gunplay.
That's Sean Penn being crazy strong.
Yeah. Is Sean Penn the new Liam Neeson? We'll find out.
Has there been any tragedy in his life that has forced him into this?
Divorce? Robin Wright divorce?
That was a while ago, though.
Yeah. Maybe he's still hurting. She got married. That's the pain. Also opening on the 20th, on limited release, Danny Collins, starring Al Pacino, Jennifer Garner, Bobby Cannavale, Christopher Plummer, Josh Peck, and Annette Bening.
We watched that trailer.
Yeah, we did.
But there was no Al Pacino singing. He's playing an aging rock star. Yeah. We need Al Pacino singing.
Yeah.
An aging rock star decides to change his life when he discovers a 40-year-old letter written to him by John Lennon. Okay. Yeah. If there's no singing Al Pacino, don't want to see this.
Yeah.
I'll still see it.
I feel like that's another case of they're leaving it out of the trailer, That's the something.
Could be a sweet surprise.
No, the trailer should have ended with him on an acoustic guitar, or maybe even Inside Llewyn Davis style.
It starts off with
where you never see him and he just picks up a guitar and then it cuts away.
That'd be interesting. Yeah, that'd be cool. Also, I was going through all the movies of the year, and there's another movie that's exactly the same, but it's a woman rocker. It's kind of like a Fleetwood.
Who's playing the girl?
It's Meryl Streep.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
Pass.
Why?
But you're going to say Beverly D'Angelo.
That'd be crazy. All right.
You got the script too?
Also opening that day, on the 20th, She's Funny Like That. She's Funny That Way, sorry. Written and directed by Peter Bogdanovich. That's really... He hasn't done a movie in a long-ass time, and that's really the only appeal to this. Jennifer Aniston, Imogen Poots, Lucy Punch, Quentin Tarantino...
Hey, Tarantino in his first role since Destiny turns on the radio.
All right.
If that doesn't make you excited, I don't know what does. Yeah. Also, you get to say Imogen Poots a lot.
Yeah. March 27th, opening on a wide release, Get Hard. That sounds like an adult movie. but it stars Will Ferrell, Kevin Hart, T.I., and Alison Brie. And when a millionaire, James King, is nailed for fraud and is bound for San Quentin, he turns to Daryl Lewis to prep him to go behind bars.
Lewis.
Yeah, Darnell Lewis, sorry.
Oh, yeah, this is the one we talked about that's the feature-length version of The New Guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
The Eddie Griffin stuff in The New Guy.
I don't know what it's rated, but if it's rated R then on here, that could be fun.
Will Ferrell and Kevin Hart are very funny.
They're both funny people.
Yeah. And then the last two movies...
Yeah, I've been a fan since Prince of Egypt.
Well... two movies that look good, and then one movie looks horrible. The first one is written and directed by Alan Rickman, and it stars Kate Winslet, Alan Rickman, Stanley Tucci, and Matthias Schoenaerts.
Actually,
have you guys seen a trailer for this or anything?
Yeah, I saw it.
Does it look good?
I don't know. Really? It doesn't really look interesting, unfortunately. The only reason I would go see it is because it's directed by Alan Rickman.
Yeah. It looks like it's trying to be strange.
It's trying to be almost like Marie Antoinette, to be honest.
Did you guys see the wine movie that he did? What's it called?
I don't think
His last movie.
The one with Chris Pine?
No, although maybe it was in it. I haven't seen it, so I don't know.
It's an old movie, right?
No. It was 2 years ago, maybe.
Oh, no.
Bottle something.
Bottle Shock.
Shock, yeah.
That's like 5 years ago, 6 years ago.
Yeah, well, that was the last movie he directed, I think.
Okay. But he directed that?
Yeah, Alan Rickman.
I don't know.
I think he wrote it, too.
Oh, wow. The next movie, it's only opening on limited release, but I am really looking forward to this because I've liked every movie he's made. Written, directed by Noah Baumbach, starring Ben Stiller, Naomi Watts, Amanda Seyfried, Adam Driver, and Charles Grodin.
This looks really funny.
It looks really funny. It's called While We're Young.
Yeah.
A middle-aged couple's career and marriage are overturned when a disarming young couple enters their lives, played by Adam Driver and Amanda Seyfried.
Seyfried, yeah.
Mm-hmm. She still freaks me out. Her crazy eyes freak me out.
I'm not a big fan of her. Yeah. I don't know. I don't really like what she's done.
Her beautiful eyes, you mean?
No. She's alien eyes.
I don't know that she's very... Jesus. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, you find her eyes beautiful?
Yeah, she's like one of the most beautiful people on the planet.
Oh, geez, wow.
Whoa.
That's saying a lot.
Whoa. Right,
how is that the weird thing to say in the room?
But this movie actually
super looks good. Popular, gorgeous actress, Amanda Seyfried.
This movie actually looks really good, and I'm really looking forward to Charles Grodin. Seeing Charles Grodin acting again.
No.
Rory was a tiebreaker here.
No.
He likes brunettes, though.
Oh. There you go. The last movie on...
As long as you guys know the world is against you.
I don't know about
that. It's okay. This room's against you.
Jeez.
The last movie that we should talk about, but doesn't look good at all. In fact, it was delayed again. Another movie that was delayed like 2 years. It's called Serena. It's going to come out in limited release also this weekend. And it stars Jennifer Garner, Bradley Cooper.
I don't think it's Jennifer Garner.
Jennifer Lawrence. Who's Jennifer Garner?
Ben Affleck. Alias.
That ugly girl.
Okay.
Jennifer Lawrence, Bradley Cooper, Toby Jones.
Another hideous, famous person. For some reason, they keep putting them in things. For everyone to ogle at, like a freak show.
In Depression-era North Carolina, the future of George Pemberton's Timber Empire becomes complicated when he marries Serena. Serena, probably played by Jennifer Lawrence. But the trailer looks bad.
I don't like Bradley Cooper's southern accent. If it's anything like... And I haven't seen American Sniper yet, and I probably won't. But
it doesn't sound good, does it?
No, he's got a terrible southern accent.
You completely missed March 27th.
What was March 27th?
No, it's just after this, and you skipped it.
No. I did all the March 27th films.
Furious 7?
Oh, no, that's April. That's April.
Oh, it is April.
Yeah.
I read it wrong.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And we're going to wait on the April ones because some of these dates might change. So stay tuned for part two of this. We'll go from April to the end of the year. Or maybe we'll go April to the summer, and then we'll do the fall movies later, the award season movies later. But we'll end it here. You can find us on Twitter at The Film Podcast. You can find me on Twitter at Ricardo, ULTRERES.
I'm at Jenei, JEHNEIGH.
I'm at Groat Hardstroke, Groat HR. Oh, whatever. Groat Hardstroke.
At BL Bennett.
Oh, so all these movies that we just read, which one are you guys most looking forward to? I'm going to go with Kingsman.
Kingsman, yeah.
Yeah.
Kingsman.
Yeah.
Jenny, Kingsman?
Same. Yeah.
Wow.
Across the board, Kingsman. So, all right. Until next time, hey, guys, have a good week.